You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. Ruth Beyer is a Cuban-American writer and a professor of anthropology at the University of Michigan. Her debut novel, Lucky Broken Girl, has won a number of awards. The 2018 Pura Belpre Award is a recognition given to Latino or Latina writers whose work best portrays the Latino cultural experience in a book for youngsters. Well, now Beyer is out with her first book of poems. Writer John Freeman has this review.
Ruth Behar's debut collection of poems, Everything I Kept, has been a long time coming. The poems emerged 20 years ago out of a flurry of meditations on mortality that accompanied Behar's 40th birthday. The collection features poems in Spanish and English printed on outfacing pages. It has the effect of volleying the reader between Cuba, where Behar was born, and the United States, where she was raised and still lives. Behar's poetic voice is both stoic and wistful, her style reminiscent of the great Pablo Neruda. At times she yearns for her native Cuba. In other moments, she imagines the political violence endured by her Sephardic Jewish forebears. In the poem entitled Prayer, she writes, "And when I open the door, I hear many keys clanging, the keys my ancestors stubbornly took with them to their exile." For Behar, who travels regularly between Cuba and Michigan, the notion of home is fluid. It's a series of translations between places, a constant yearning for an unfixed point in memory. In Footprints, a poem addressed to her late grandfather, she praises the resilience of the exile. She writes, "The wounds of my labor healed as you tucked tired geraniums into cold beds of Michigan soil. Even the messy footprints you left on the baby blue bathroom rug were odes to life, sweet reproaches to time, smears of eternity." The prose poem form serves as an elegant container for Behar's supple images and symbols. Her plain diction and skill in rendering narratives of great scope are enviable. Everything I Kept is a fierce debut for a Michigan poet whose time in the spotlight is both overdue and well-deserved. No amount of paraphrasing can capture Ruth Behar's themes of longing and resilience, as well as the poem Apples, which makes it a fitting way to close. "I regret many things, but none so much as when I refused to buy 5 red apples for little Amanda in Cuba, the granddaughter of the beloved nanny of my childhood. The apples were expensive, it is true, even though they had a few bruises. They were for sale in dollars, so only I could buy them for her. I thought, why does she want apples when it is mango season, and everywhere there are plump, juicy, big, yellow mangoes falling from the trees? But she wanted apples, the ordinary fruit of cold northern lands, and I would not buy them for her. Now it is autumn here. Apples are everywhere, but I long for mangoes. How sour are the apples that would have made little Amanda so happy."
That was John Freeman with his review of Everything I Kept, a book of poems by Ruth Behar. Freeman publishes poetry under the name of Cal Freeman. His newest book, Fight Songs, is out in paperback. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.